Welcome to Joe Biden's America, where nobody's above the law. Unless, of course, you're a black chick. In New York City, where you just tried to brain a cellist over here with a bottle in the subway in front of everybody, and it's been recorded. Wow, that's weird. That's weird how that works. Wonder who let this person go. Oh, another black woman judge over here. Noticing a trend. Noticing his racisms. Okay, well, that's fine. Let's live in a society where you're allowed to brain somebody on the subway. This fucking asshole over here playing classical music, right? Play me some Beyonce or I'll crack your fucking skull open. Where's all the... I think it's an Asian dude, by the way. So where's the Stop Asian Hate People? Where's Ken Jeong? Huh? Where are all of these fucking people like George Takei? Oh my. Where are all these people who were blaming white people as black people brained Asians in San Francisco and Oakland and all these other places? Where are you guys at? Where are you at? Huh? No? Not allowed to say anything? Because you're fucking bitches? It's weird. Except it's not weird. It's right on point. Anyway, Gateway Pundit. Get out while you can. New York Judge Marva Brown releases vicious criminal Amira Hunter back on the street after brutal attack on a subway cellist over here. That's actually kind of fucking normal for New York City, right? So here you've got a 23-year-old asshole who has been arrested 8 prior times. I think this was the 8th one. I think before this instance where she took this bottle and tried to brain this dude, she, or Zim Zurb over here, who knows? I mean, look at this fucking mess. Was arrested 7 other times. 7 other times for doing crazy shit. Right? Got a history of violence and theft, 7 prior arrests, and skips court because nobody's above the law. New York City is all up in Donald Trump's ball sacks because Donald Trump took out loans, paid them back with interest, and everybody in a part of that was totally fine with that and actually wanted to do more business. Deutsche Bank was like, please, what are you doing? No, we want to do more business with it. Look, he took a big-ass fucking loan out and he paid it back with a lot of interest. That's fucking awesome. And New York City's like, no, that's illegal. Let's arrest him right now. Let's spend millions and millions and millions of dollars going after Trump. Meanwhile, they let these motherfuckers go left and right. I mean, the crime's down in New York, by the way. Crime is not down in New York. You just don't arrest anybody. 8 motherfucking times arrested. Never even bothers going to court. And none of this gets registered as crime statistics because the fucker's never charged. She's braining motherfuckers on the subway in front of everybody. Doesn't care. Of course she doesn't care. She's never being held accountable. And she won't be held accountable. As long as you got activist judges out there. Black Lives Matter, everybody. Yeah. This is dumb. This is dumb. You can't build a civilization off of this type of foundation where because of your perceived racisms and oppression in 1619, you ain't ever going to charge anybody with the same skin color. It's fucking stupid. I got a weird feeling this is a George Soros piece of shit judge over here. And George Soros wants the criminality. So, you're going to get more of this. They refuse to arrest anything. They can't now. Now they can't. They're telling everybody, oh, don't worry about it. Crime's super duper. Actually, New York City way safer than Alabama's. Really? Is it? See, in Alabama, they actually, well, listen, New York City ain't safer than the Democrat-run places of Alabama. How's that? But in Alabama, they still arrest people. In New York City, they don't arrest anybody. You just found a whole bunch of body parts in I don't know if it's Central Park, one of these fucking parks in New York City. There's body parts. Body parts from dudes, body parts from chicks. It's a whole bunch of there's just body parts all over the place. And like, well, that's totally normal. The Druid Harvest. What the fuck? No, what the hell? They don't want to investigate. If they investigate, then like, well, fuck. We got 30 people that have been murdered over here. They don't want to acknowledge that they've been murdered. Same thing right here. This fucking goofball is walking around braining people. They can't arrest her because they don't want the crime statistics to go up. Because they're telling everybody crime's down because it's an election cycle. And everybody knows that Joe Biden, the defund the fucking cops, the AOCs, and these other dipshit commie leftards over here who painted defund the cops in the fucking street and turned all the cops off. They caused all of this. These policies are fucking AIDS. And they're meant to collapse the society. And so they won't arrest anybody, because if they arrest anybody, then our side can go, well, look at the statistics. So now these fucking criminals are just walking around braining people. Broad daylight. And the lefties go, well, actually, crime's down. Actually, that's been fact-checked and pinopidoped. Crime's down. Crime's through the fucking roof. You just don't think anything's a crime anymore. So there you go. This fucking lunatic with zero impulse control brained a fucking cellist in the subway. After being arrested seven other times, they still let this fucking asshole go. No bail. No bail. Because that's racism. That's right. I think not holding people accountable because of their fucking skin color, that's the actual racism. But saying that's racist, go fuck yourself. Nobody cares. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel, and kept up to date on the hellscape that is Democrat-run strongholds. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.